Superbrain is a labour of love. Alas, no podcast can survive on love alone. We don't have a sponsor, so we need your support for Superbrain to stay alive and kicking. You can make a one-off donation by following the Support This Show link in the show or episode description.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi there, my name is Sabina Brennan. Thank you for tuning in to the Superbrain podcast. This week's booster shot is about supporting teens through a period in their life when they are particularly vulnerable to depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, addiction, and other psychiatric disorders. I recorded a booster episode last season explaining what goes on inside the teenage brain. And last week, I was invited on national radio here in Ireland to discuss the teen brain in the context of the pandemic and schools reopening, etc. And when I was doing that broadcast, I thought it might be really useful to include some tips on my podcast on how to help teens navigate this difficult time in a healthy way. Now, our brains go through two periods of critical development before adulthood. One occurs from about the age of 2 and goes on to about the age of 7. The second critical stage occurs in adolescence and continues into our early 20s. But brain development doesn't just solely depend on age. Hormones play a role, but so too does environment and experience. How teens spend their days is critical to brain development and will shape the sort of brain they will take into adulthood. The teenage brain is incredibly flexible, which means that these years represent a fantastic opportunity to capitalize on this neuroplasticity for learning, achievement, and accomplishment. But the flip side of this incredible flexibility is an increased vulnerability to the adverse effects of stress, drug taking, trauma, emotional upheaval that can lead to a maladaptive response in the brain and in behaviour. That's why it's really important that you, as a parent, a sibling, an aunt, uncle, or whatever, help the teens in your life through what can be a challenging and confusing time for them. The teen years are a prime time for them to learn, not just exam stuff, but life stuff, really important stuff about their sense of self, their identity, as well as developing their all-important social skills. This is also a critical period for learning how to calibrate their feelings and navigate social situations. We all learn through trial and error. So just as a baby learns to walk by standing up and falling down again and standing up and falling down again over and over again, and while they do that, they eventually recalibrate until they actually learn to stand steady and walk. Teens need to figure out what they enjoy, how to navigate social situations, and so on. And they do that through the same process of trial and error. The teenage brain is primed for learning and well suited for studying, but it is really important not to see teens as just students, but as humans who need to be exposed to a range of activities and experiences, such as music, sport, languages, console games, acting, crafts, and so on, in order to become healthy adults equipped with the skills needed to carry them through life, not just through school. Do whatever you can to encourage empathy. Talk about feelings, your feelings, their feelings, other people's feelings. Highlight the fact that other people may have different perspectives and come from different circumstances and may, as a consequence, have different feelings. Reinforce that no actions take place in a vacuum and that many people can be impacted by a single teen's action. I recently read about a Tibetan Buddhist village where teens compete with each other to be more kind and empathetic because that's the social value of their community. The kids, their society and their culture are shaping their brains and training them to be more empathetic. Gosh, we need so much more of that in Western society, and we really need it on social media. When it comes to teens, we tend to focus on their negative behaviours and we also tend to tell them what not to do. Try instead to reinforce their positive and kind behaviour with positive reaffirmation. One of the best things you can do for a teen is to help them to understand the value of sleep and the importance of developing a regular sleep routine. Teens need about 10 hours sleep a night for healthy brain function, and it's really critical that they get it during this really important developmental period. Take teens seriously and give them opportunities to be taken seriously. Give them opportunities to contribute and to affect change at home, in school, in the wider community, in their sports clubs, whatever. Give them opportunities to practice being mature adults. Simply giving them info won't work and it won't change their behaviour. They need opportunities to learn. The teenage brain is built to seek out new experiences, risks and sensations. It's all part of learning and refining those connections in the brain. The important thing to remember is that teenagers need to take risks to grow and develop, but they're not very good at assessing risk or for considering long-term consequences of their own actions. You can help a teen to choose healthy risks like playing sport or travelling, as opposed to choosing risks associated with drug taking, smoking, even shoplifting, or other antisocial behaviours. The possibility of failure is inherent in risk taking, and you can support the teen through setbacks and failures, explaining that failure is a form of learning rather than an end result. Encourage them to look at what they can learn from the experience. Could they try another way? Do they need to work harder or differently? Did they set themselves unrealistic goals? Can they look at a different approach or set different goals? You can help the teen in your life to strengthen positive brain connections. One way that you can do this is explain to them what's going on inside their brains. You could get them to listen to the podcast I mentioned that I recorded in season 2. Or you can buy a book about the teenage brain where both of you can learn what's going on together. Knowledge is power, and it can be really helpful for a teen to understand how their brain works and how it influences their behaviour and how their behaviour influences how their brain works. Helping them to find ways to express their feelings through creativity and other expressive outlets like writing, music, even playing sport can really help them through this period. You can also work with teens to help them learn good decision-making skills. Walk through decisions step by step with them. Explore possible actions and talk through potential consequences and outcomes. Be explicit. Don't expect them to consider these consequences of their own accord. They simply may never occur to them. Encourage them to explore consequences and to weigh up risks and rewards and to compare and consider negative and positive outcomes and consequences. While the future thinking part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, is still developing, it is really important to emphasise the immediate and long-term consequences of the teen's actions. You can help healthy development of this prefrontal cortex by talking to them about how their actions influence both the present and the future. Try to do this in a calm way, preferably before rather than after the fact. Provide structure, routine and boundaries. When your brain is in flux, structure can help you to feel grounded. The human brain thrives on routine and it needs regular sleep, regular exercise, regular meal times. And teens need parents or mature adults to guide them and to set limits. For families with teens, it's really useful to have at least one meal a day together where everyone can share their daily experiences and offload if necessary. It's really important to be aware of what your teen is doing and with whom. The teen brain is highly suggestible, so it's very important to help counter some high-risk suggestions that they may be exposed to through media or from their friends. Praising their good behaviour or positive behaviours and decisions will help to reinforce that desired behaviour in their brain. Letting a teen take healthy risks that allow them to explore their identity and grown-up behaviour in a safe way is critical as they move towards independence. Support and encourage their interests and their hobbies, even if or especially if you have no interest in what fascinates them. I really hope that this has been helpful. We all know how tough being a teenager is, and I feel particularly sorry for teenagers now during lockdown, where so many of the things that I have suggested that are really beneficial for a developing brain haven't been possible for them. I am hopeful that life will be opening up again soon. In the interim, do whatever you can to support the teens in your life. And remember, the teen brain is being completely remodeled and is going through an incredible period of change. On top of that, it is dealing with a load of hormones that it has never had to deal with before. My name is Sabina Brennan, and you have been listening to Superbrain, the podcast for everyone with a brain.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.